Hello, and welcome to the We Are the Medicine podcast. This podcast is a place where we discuss a wide variety of topics, from psychedelics and other plant medicines to sovereignty and spirituality. This is a space where we have raw and vulnerable conversations and explore the mysteries of our universe with the intention of empowering listeners and guiding you to ask the questions that will help you come into a deeper resonance with your truest essence. I'm your host, Serena Rose. Now let's get into the episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of We Are the Medicine. I am coming in hot with another solo episode today, and I'm actually really excited to share this episode with you all because I'm going to be talking about something that is really important to me and that I find myself thinking about often in my daily life, and that I think is really important for all of us in this modern world that we're living in. So I have titled this episode, Sovereignty is the New Currency. And I wanted to start by giving you all the dictionary definition of sovereignty. So Merriam-Webster's definition of sovereignty is a supreme power, especially over a body, freedom from external control, one that is sovereign, and an autonomous state. So for me, the word sovereignty really means having complete authority over your own life and being fully autonomous to do, be, and act as you please. And I think our modern society, with all its technologies, there's a lot of beauty and benefit to it. And I think that we've gained a lot from this evolution of humanity. But I also feel that on the other side of the coin, we have lost something really important. I feel that as a population, we have really become subdued and demobilized. And, you know, in Western society in particular, we are completely dependent upon the systems of the government and just the systems that are put in place that claim to be for our benefit. But in many ways, I feel that they are just systems of control and systems that have programmed us to believe that we have to fall in line and do the and live in a certain way, and to completely abandon all the ways of our ancestors and all the ways that humans have lived for literally our entire human history that we know of. So around, I would say 2018, 2019, I started becoming really interested in herbalism. And I bought like some herbalism books and I purchased a bunch of bulk herbs from online and just started making like little potions and teas and just experimenting with different forms of natural healing. And I feel like that was sort of the catalyst for me in a lot of ways. Although I feel for me, I've always been a bit rebellious. I've always wanted to go against the grain. And if there are certain things that everybody's doing, I've always questioned it, right? I never wanted to just be like everybody else. And I think that there's a shadow to that actually as well. But I think that I came into this world this way for a reason. I came into this world, like many of you, questioning the status quo, questioning why do we have to live like this? Why is this the way that the game is set up? Because in a lot of ways, it feels like it's set up for us to fail. And that doesn't make sense to me. And so, you know, 2018, 2019, I'm getting into herbalism. I'm learning about these natural these ways of natural healing. I was going through my spiritual awakening. So I'm learning a lot of stuff. And a lot of my belief systems are being broken down at this time. And then, as we all know, in 2020, the world went into a global crisis, like situation, if you will. Or at least that's what we were being told. And I think, like a lot of people, COVID and the whole pandemic situation really showed me that, oh shit, like this shit could go left at any point. And the systems of control in the government can exercise their power to do whatever they want and force us to do what they want, right? But that's not without our consent. Like, they really can only do that with our consent and our compliance. And, you know, just all of the different things that happened in 2020, it was a big year for me and my mindset shift. And I think it was for a lot of people, you know, going to the grocery store and seeing a lot of the shelves just emptied out and, you know, the toilet paper shortage of the great toilet paper shortage of 2020, you know, all these different things. And it just made me realize how much we depend on these systems to provide for us and how we have lost this like integral part of ourselves, that autonomy, that authority, that knowing that I can take care of myself, that I don't need the government, or I don't need, you know, even just something so simple as like the grocery store, which is an amazing thing, you know, to not have to hunt and gather like our ancestors did, right? But I think at the same time, because we have these conveniences, there's so many conveniences, right, in our modern world. There's so many things that you can just order something off of Amazon and get it the same day or the next day. You can order Uber Eats and, you know, just get some food real quick cooked for you. There's people living in this world who don't know even how to make a meal for themselves because they don't really have to, you know, and that's not to judge or to shame anybody, but it's just like, it's an example of the way that we have become so disempowered. And so I went through this process of feeling like, I don't want to have to depend on a system. I don't want to have to depend on the government or whatever to be able to do what I need in my life. And so I have taken steps throughout this journey to learn how to do things myself. And that doesn't even necessarily mean anything like crazy or complicated, right? I think something so simple as, I was thinking about this the other day, how growing up, if my mom made pancakes, she bought the mix from a box. By the way, a box that's probably filled with so many bullshit chemicals and things that are like really not good for you, right? When now, like when I make pancakes, I just put the flour and the baking soda and the salt and all the ingredients and mix it together. And it's literally like, it's not hard. And I've had these moments, like recently I started making my own tortillas and like, it's so easy. It's literally three ingredients and they're so like they're way better than the tortillas from the store. And I'm just like, and I got organic masa flour and I'm like, it's so hard to find organic tortillas, like corn tortillas and flour tortillas actually, where I live for some reason. And I live in a city. And even the ones that there are, like for some, they're just not as good. And like, it's so easy for me to make them myself and they're way better and they're actually better for me because so much stuff at the grocery store is like filled with just bullshit, which, you know, I try not to get too anxious about, right? Because that's a whole other rabbit hole. Like, you can get really stressed out thinking about how we're just being poisoned left and right every second of the day. And I think that's not healthy for us either. You know, it's all in balance. But I have developed this awareness around how we live, and it's very much not natural in many ways. It's very much not in alignment with the ways that humans are like literally designed to live and the way that humans have lived forever. And a big part of my mission and even part of why I started this podcast is because I want us all to have a discussion and to find a way to blend these modern technologies with ancient indigenous wisdoms and tribal wisdoms and the wisdom of all of our ancestors who all at one point lived from the earth, lived in connection with the earth. They hunted for their food. They grew their food themselves. Like just these little things that so many people like don't even think about now. And it's just crazy because I'm thinking about, you know, 2020, like I said, the pandemic, it made me think like, oh my God, like this shit could get real at any point. And that's not to put fear in anyone. Like I'm not like a doomsday prepper kind of person. Like I'm pretty optimistic about where the world is going. I have my fears, of course, at times, but I think we would not all be waking up and detaching ourselves from these systems and having these deep spiritual awakening experiences and connecting to the earth. I don't believe that all of this would be happening if the world was just going to end in a nuclear war. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, and nobody really does, right? Anything could happen. And so I think not to say these things out of fear, but to have that awareness, like what if some shit did go down? What if the power did go out? What would you do? Most people would be so fucked because they have no survival skills. Because most people are, like the majority of people in the United States, in the Western world, we are completely dependent on these systems of control. And I feel like that is by design. Because if you need the government or whoever, these companies, these corporations to provide for you your basic essentials for life, then like, what do you have? What do you have? And so that's what I mean by sovereignty is the new currency. Knowing how to do things yourself. And that's why I brought up the things I was talking about earlier with the pancakes and the tortillas. I think even just starting in a place so simple as that and recognizing that like, oh, I can do this myself and it's actually really easy. I can make sourdough pancakes and ferment them for a couple days in my fridge and they'll actually be way better for me and for my family. You know, they're way healthier and it's easy and it's actually a fun process as opposed to just pulling something out of a box that's filled with a bunch of bullshit chemicals. Even the stuff that's like supposed to be organic and healthy, there's so much like greenwashing and just bullshit in the grocery stores. Like that, I could record a whole podcast episode about that. I'm not gonna go too deep down that specific rabbit hole, but I just think that we can really begin to take our power back and have a lot more confidence and autonomy over our own lives by learning how to do little things, like starting with little things, you know, and eventually for myself, I've actually had this dream for quite a few years now, but for me, my like ultimate dream in life at this time is to have a homestead, to have a farm, to raise animals, to garden, to live in a deeper connection with the earth. And right now, I'm not living that, to be honest. I am living right in the city. And you might even be able to hear the cars outside. It's very unfortunate and overstimulating. But, you know, I have this goal for myself. And even though I'm not there yet, even though I don't have land currently that I own that I can just build a giant garden and buy some chickens or some cows or whatever it is, even though I don't have that right now, I am learning to make the most out of what I have and how to apply this knowledge in my life now. Because I don't need a farm to grow some herbs in my back patio. I don't need a whole, you know, 5-acre, 10-acre homestead to be able to learn how to make sourdough bread in my kitchen, which I have not mastered, by the way. I've been trying for a long time. I'm really good at making other sourdough stuff, but like the bread, the loaves, we're still working on it. And I've kind of been taking a break because I'd be getting stressed out and annoyed that I'm wasting so many ingredients. And like, not wasting, you know, we make the best out of everything. But anyway, it hasn't come out how I want it to yet. But these are just some examples of what I mean. Like, just something to think about, you know, what would you do? What would you do if the power went off one day or the internet shut down? I think that's something a lot of the people talk about, you know, in conspiracy land. You know, people are like, oh, one day, like, there's going to be a blackout and there's not going to be any internet and the world's going to, was going to be like the apocalypse. It's going to be the purge, you know, like the movie, The Purge. And, you know, I don't know. I really try not to energize those things too much because I don't fucking know. And what's the point of me being in fear? But like I said, shifting that fear to awareness of like, yeah, that could happen. Like, I don't think we can get too comfortable either because, I mean, there's a lot of fucking crazy shit happening in the world and literally anything can happen at any time. And so I think being aware and being prepared as much as we can really help us. And if you're resonating with the things I'm saying right now, if you're like, I feel you, I want to learn how to be more sovereign, how to do things myself, then I implore you to continue listening because I have something really exciting to share with you in just a little bit. So please, please stay tuned for that. So kind of like I was saying earlier, a big reason that I started this podcast is because I believe in the power of nature. And I believe that we are nature. I don't know where humans got this whole fucked up idea that we're not a part of the earth. Like, just as much as a tree or a deer or a bear or, you know, insects or animals or plants are a part of the earth. Like, we are literally a part of the earth. We are nature. And I think that one of the downsides of our modern society is that we have become very disconnected from our nature. And I've talked about this in different ways throughout the different episodes of this podcast. And I think it's really to our detriment. I mean, look at the epidemic that we have in our society of mental health struggles and chronic health conditions, physical health struggles, you know, illnesses, diseases, mental, you know, disorders. These things are like blowing up. They're happening everywhere. Everybody knows somebody who has some sort of chronic illness or mental health issue. And a lot of you listening probably have dealt with those things yourself or are dealing with them as I do, as I have and am. In my opinion, it's really a product of our society. It's all of these things put together, right? It's all the chemicals and the food and the water and the air and the fucking cleaning products and your hair products and your makeup. And then it's also the fact that we are living isolated, you know, in these houses. We don't know our neighbors. We're fucking watching TV, we're scrolling on our phones all day. Some people don't even go outside. I have days where I don't even go outside, but it's like, you know, we're living in these cities that are incredibly overstimulating and a lot for our nervous systems. We are lacking social and emotional connection. We are lacking a village. We are lacking the village. We don't even talk to our neighbors. I'm very grateful that we have a couple neighbors that are really cool, but we don't really hang out with them or anything, you know? And I just think that all of these things put together, and I'm sure there's so much more that I didn't even mention. I'm sure you're thinking of things right now of like, oh yeah, and then there's like the fucking education system and how it's more of like a programming system, programming people to become slaves in the job market. And then you got to go to college and get a degree, get in debt, and then you can't even get a job when you get out. Like, it's just, there's so many aspects of our society that I feel like are so damaging. And if you ask me, the one correlation is that they are all connected back to these systems of control and authority that humans have given our power away to. And so that's what I'm talking about here in this episode is we have given our power away to these systems. We said, yeah, I don't need to learn how to grow my own food. I'll just go to the grocery store. Just think about all of the things that our ancestors had to do just to live, just to have basic needs. Everything they did, they had to do themselves. Somebody in the tribe had to know how to do this shit, right? Somebody had to go hunt for animals and meat. Somebody had to go and build structures and homes for people to live in. Somebody had to know how to build a fire so we could stay warm. Somebody had to know how to cook the food over the fire. Somebody had to know how to garden and how to plant seeds and, you know, what plants to put next to each other and how to prevent the pests from coming and all of these things. Like, these are things that our ancestors had to know for us to even be here. And these are things that the majority of people in Western society know literally nothing about. And I think that's a real problem because these are real survival skills. If we didn't have these systems of control, like if one day everything just exploded and, you know, the government gets dismantled or whatever, what are we gonna do? What are you gonna do? How are we, you know, how are you gonna eat today? These are like, I just feel like it's so important to me because I can see how living in this way has kept most of us in a state of, like I said, disempowerment, victimhood, looking for a savior, looking for daddy government or whoever to come and save me. Like, I don't want to need that. I don't want to be looking for that. And there's a lot of things that are out of my control and I don't know what's going to happen in the world. And I am, you know, setting my intentions and praying and focusing on like the highest possible outcome for all. But I also think that a part of that is us no longer depending on the systems that are literally like enslaving us, to be real. They are in control of every aspect of our life in many ways. They're in control of how we eat. They're in control of our medicine. They're in control of the knowledge that we are taught. Literally think about that. Like everything that you learned in school is just what the systems of control wanted you to learn. And I'm not saying that none of it is valuable. And there are amazing things that you can learn in school and important things that you can learn from your teachers and your professors. And, you know, I think that there's beauty in that. I think everything has a light and a dark side, right? But I think that learning these simple things, like I said, something so simple as learning how to make your own damn pancakes. Like it's like five ingredients and you just put them in a bowl and you mix them up and it's gonna be way better for you. We are burdened by convenience. We are burdened by the fact that, yeah, you can just go to a McDonald's drive-thru right now at any time of day, 24 hours a day, and get a poison-filled hamburger. But you know what? At least you didn't have to make it yourself. And I get it. Like, I want to reiterate that I'm not saying any of this to shame people because, you know, I get it. Sometimes I don't fucking feel like cooking either. It's just funny. Like, I think about that, you know, a few hundred years ago, that wasn't an option. Like, if you wanted to eat, you had to work to get the food, to hunt for it, to garden it, to whatever, and you had to cook it, or you just weren't going to eat. You know, I'm not suggesting that we all should go back to living in a hunter-gatherer, you know, tribal way, because like I said, I think that we can blend the beautiful aspects of this modern society and technology and AI and all these things. I think that we can bring it together with these ancient wisdoms and create like the most fucking beautiful world ever, to be honest. Like, I think that we can do that. I believe that it is possible. And I know that there's so many people out there just like me who are having these thoughts, who are having this awareness coming in of like, I want to be more self-sufficient. I want to be able to rely on myself. I want to know that I can take care of myself no matter what happens out here in the game of the world, in the game of society. And so with all that being said, if these are things that you are resonating with and you are like, yes, like I want to learn how to make my own sourdough bread. I want to learn how to grow my own food. Then I have something really special to share with you. And it is called the Homestead Bundle. The Homestead Bundle is a collection of 104 courses and ebooks put together from all kinds of different creators, teaching us about self-sufficient living, how to grow our own food, how to make our own bread. There's so many different resources. I couldn't even list them all for you in this podcast because there's too many. And when you hear the price, you're gonna go nuts. If the things that I'm talking about in this episode are resonating with you, this is going to be such an incredible deal. It's so affordable. It is such a steal, to be honest. And there is really nowhere else that you're gonna get 104 different courses and ebooks for only $50. You heard me, $50. Literally, like, it's the price of a dinner if you go to a decent restaurant with your friend, right? There are so many valuable resources in here. This bundle isn't just a collection of resources. It is a gateway to a life of freedom and self-reliance, designed to empower beginner homesteaders on their journey towards living their life on their terms. Whether that means growing your own food, leaving the 9-to-5 grind, or learning how to make meals from scratch rather than relying on store-bought ingredients. The thing I love about this, like I was saying earlier, is you don't need a 10-acre farm to be able to start applying these principles. If that's your goal, like it is mine, that's amazing, and this bundle is going to be even more beneficial for you. But if you have a backyard, if you have a little patio, if you don't even need that. Like, there's so many things that you can do in your house. And all of these amazing courses and resources can really help you on your journey of becoming more sovereign, more self-reliant, and embracing a lifestyle of true freedom. So I'm gonna list off just a few of the resources that are covered in this bundle. Essential skills for preserving and storing a variety of foods, comprehensive gardening techniques for healthy soil and effective pest management, methods for raising and caring for various livestock and integrating natural wellness practices, how to create and use herbal remedies and natural household products. See, that is something that you can do just in your house. Like, for example, I've learned how to make my own all-purpose spray. To clean my house, because most of the shit that's out there, even the shit that pretends to be better for you and more natural, probably has some bullshit chemicals. When with just a few basic ingredients that you probably already have in your house, you can literally make your own cleaning products. You can literally make so many different products that you use every day on your own in your house in like 10 minutes with a few basic things that you probably already have. And maybe you just haven't done that because you don't have the knowledge. You didn't even know that that was possible. It really can be so simple. And that is where I am heading in my life. I want to live a more simple life. I want to let go of a lot of modern conveniences in order to live a more fulfilled life, in order to live in connection with the earth and in connection with my true power and my authority and my autonomy over my own life. So they've also got strategies for living off-grid, managing modern technology sustainably, techniques for baking, cooking, and making essential foods from scratch, DIY skills for crafting and building necessary homestead items, business skills for managing and promoting a homestead enterprise, and preparation for emergencies and disasters, including survival strategies and first aid. And that is only a fraction of what you're gonna get in this bundle. for only $50, which, by the way, is a 99% discount. If you were to purchase all of these courses and ebooks on their own, individually, the total cost to you would be $4,858. But you can get all of these amazing resources for only $50 for just a limited time. And today, or the day that this podcast will be dropping, is the first day of the launch. And the launch is not going to last for a long time. It ends on September 18th. So if these principles and these ideas are resonating with you, I really think you should jump on this while you have the chance, because this bundle will not be available again in the same way. So you're never going to get this exact collection of courses for this price ever again. I just really love what Impact Bundles is doing, because they are putting together all of these different resources. All of these different creators are coming together and giving their resources to support us in becoming more sovereign. And they're giving it to us at such an amazing price, which I'm really grateful for, because I don't know about you, but I'm not trying to spend $4,000 on a bunch of different courses, especially when I could get them all right here for $50. You know what I'm saying? But I am so happy to be partnering with them to promote this bundle, because not only are these topics something that I am incredibly passionate about and interested in, but I will also get a portion of each bundle that is sold under my link. So if you purchase the bundle through my link, I will get a portion of the profit from that. And that will help to support me and my podcast and everything that I'm doing in my life. And it will support me in one day manifesting my beautiful homestead dream. So the way I see it, it's a win-win-win. And I am just super grateful to be sharing about this bundle and just sharing my thoughts as well on the topic of sovereignty, because it is such an important thing. I think that it's one of the most important things that all of us should be thinking about here in this day and age, in this time, because this is our chance. This is our opportunity to really empower ourselves. And I think that as you go on this journey, you will find, like I am, that learning about these things, like learning about gardening, learning about making my own sourdough bread, learning about these different practical skills, it activates something primal in you. It activates what I feel is like our primal reward centers. And I'm sure there might be some scientific research or something to validate that, but I don't really care about that. You can look at that. You can look that up on your own time. But it really does bring a sense of fulfillment that watching a TV show or a movie or scrolling on social media could never give you. The way I feel after getting my hands in the dirt and pulling up weeds in my garden and watering my plants, it's a feeling like no other, truly. And if you haven't experienced that, I would implore you to, first of all, get this bundle and learn some of these techniques. Learn how to make your own herbal tinctures. Learn how to make herbal remedies or make your own sourdough bread. Like, oh my God, the day that I get a loaf of sourdough that is like beautiful and just like well done, like good, like a good loaf one day, I'm going to feel so satisfied because I worked so hard. I have put in so many hours practicing. And even still, even though I haven't made a perfect loaf yet, even just making my homemade sourdough pancakes. I know, I feel like I'm talking about pancakes a lot in this episode. But I hope y'all like pancakes because they're really good. I've made sourdough English muffins. I've made sourdough biscuits. I've made sourdough cinnamon rolls. Like, when I complete making these kind of things from scratch, making my own tortillas, it just like, it feels so good. It feels good in my body. I feel such a sense of pride that I made all of this myself with all the ingredients from scratch, and it's so easy. It's really, I mean, maybe not the bread. At least it hasn't been super easy for me. But it doesn't have to be that hard. And I know I'm complaining about my process with the sourdough bread a lot, but it's also like I do it because it's fun. Even though I haven't had a great loaf come out yet, it's the process of it is really fun and really satisfying, like caring for this little loaf and doing the stretch and folds and, you know, trying to make something out of nothing. I think there's something really beautiful about that. So I am not trying to make this podcast too terribly long, but I want to go through a few of the specific names of the courses just to give you an idea of what kind of goodies you're gonna get when you purchase this bundle. So we have Medicinal Garden Tour by Family Herbalist. Wow, words are hard. So we have Medicinal Garden Tour by Family Herbalist Jess Bergeron, which is a tour of homestead medicinal garden plants. Learn about different plants, herbs, and their uses, and a guide to using nettles, plantain, echinacea, and more. And the regular price of this course alone is $99. Even if you just wanted this course, you are getting this and so many other things for cheaper than the price of the course normally. Like, isn't that amazing? We have Staples Made Simple by Selena Camarillo, which includes everyday recipes and meal plans for beginners, daily breads, dairy products, sauces, and drinks. And that's another thing, like learning how to make, like I learned how to make my own mayonnaise. Did you know it's like 4 ingredients and you can make it in like 5-10 minutes? And that's really great because a lot of the mayonnaise that you find in the store has a lot of bullshit in it. And that's what I mean. Like you go to buy some barbecue sauce and you're like, why the fuck is there this cancer-causing chemical in there? I don't know. But guess what? With this course, you can probably learn how to make it yourself. You can learn how to make your own barbecue sauce. You can learn how to make your own mayonnaise. Okay, we've got From Seed to Harvest by Charles Dowding. Learn how to grow 40 different vegetables, a guide to growing vegetables from seed, and learn varieties, spacing, watering, and pests. So that is just one of the many gardening courses in this bundle. Regular price, $95. We have Panic-Free Pantry Prepping by Prepping for Everything. And I love this. I love that they said panic-free because I think the prepping community can get a little, like, weird, you know? It's like, oh my god, I need to build a bunker and, like, live underground. Like, okay, if it gets that bad, like, I could just die, you know? But there are certain situations, like I feel that COVID really showed us, that, you know, it might be really helpful to have some extra food in your pantry or to have like some extra toilet paper or something like that, you know? So this course is a step-by-step guide to building food storage. You can learn where to begin and what you'll need. You can learn about preservation, water purification, and staples. And this course is regularly priced at $97. There are courses about chicken keeping. There is The Garden Guide by Grace Walk Farm, another gardening guide, Homemade House Products by The Hillside Market, Learn How to Make Low-Tox Household Products at Home, Homemade Dishwasher Detergent and Cleaners, oh my god, Herbal Use The Beginning by The Active Herb, Learn How to Source, Identify, and Store Herbs. There's another course about chicken keeping, Naturally Healthy Chickens. You know, if you have a backyard, you can keep chickens. You don't need a whole farm. You literally, like, you can keep a couple of chickens in your backyard as long as it's cool with, like, your landlord if you have one. And this, you know, you gotta check the legalities and stuff like that. But I know here in Texas, people be having, like, fucking zebras in their yard. So if I had a yard, I would probably have some chickens in it. Beginner's Pasta Making. Ooh, that is really, I would love to check that one out. I have not tried to make my own pasta yet. But it's coming. It's on the lists. There's more courses about gardening, pests and diseases, learning how to manage that. Master Herbarium by The Mertails, Elixirs as Mixers. Ooh, what a cool name. This course is your complete guide to the herbal kingdom. History, properties, and uses of 20 plus plants. You can learn about medicinal herbs and their benefits. And the regular price of this course is $70. $70. That's more than the price of the whole bundle. Do you see why I'm like so hyped up about this? Because I'm like, bro, this is so amazing. beginner natural soap making by Lovely Greens, which is a beginner's course to making soap at home. Oh my God, I want to make soap. I've never made soap. See, like, I'm getting hyped up just like reading about these different courses in the bundle. Like, these are amazing. Creating a Home Apothecary by Connie Byers. So I love this because it's like there's a lot of different topics and you're also getting different perspectives. Like, there's multiple courses in this bundle about herbalism, but each person is going to be teaching you something different. And I can't tell you how valuable that is, because being able to learn from different people about the same or similar topics really can give you such a like wide range of knowledge that is invaluable. By the way, I hate the word invaluable, and I'll tell you why right now. Okay, the word secure. What is the opposite of that? The opposite of secure is insecure, and that means not secure. So why does invaluable mean the same thing as valuable? And that's why I hate that word, and yet I just used it. So I guess I'm a hypocrite. Okay, we've got Ready, Set, Dough, a journey and guide to no store-bought bread. 6 bread recipes to make at home and more with step-by-step instructions and photo guides. That's amazing. That's not even for sourdough. I know there's some sourdough courses in here, but I think learning how to make regular breads is like still way better than the bread you could buy at the store. We have Regenerative Homesteading by Regenerate Your Reality, where you can learn regenerative homesteading principles, agroforestry and the importance of diversity, financial sovereignty, herbalism, recipes, etc. And the original price of this course, the regular price is $111. That is, you could get this and 103 other courses for only $50. That's pretty crazy. And regenerative farming and homesteading is so important right now for regenerating the soil and getting our soils back to like healthy levels. Our soils have been so depleted from all of the monocropping and just the pesticides and all the bullshit that they use. And this course looks like it can really help us to like learn how to use these regenerative principles. So I'm super excited about that. We have The Magic of Vinegar by Sister of Mother Earth, where you can learn the magic of vinegar, why and how, make fire cider, red wine vinegar, and oxymels, and how to use vinegar as a cleaning wash, herbal hair rinse, and more. There is so many things you can do with vinegar. As you go down this path, you'll realize like, wow, vinegar is amazing. Vinegar is like, not like a superfood, but it's like a super thing. Because you can do so much with it. Herbs on an Urban Homestead, Beginner's Guide to Canning by Jessica Toves, learning about canning, history, safety, equipment, water bath recipes, jams, pickles, and salsas. Oh my God, like I'm getting so hype. I want to start to try canning, because I think just having some good things stored up, stocked up in your pantry, in your basement is very, very beneficial. It's invaluable, actually. We have Herbal First Aid. Wow, that's really important. By Jill Reagan and Kaylee Richardson. You can learn how to make your own herbal first aid kit, how to select herbs and basic supplies list, first aid kit for outdoors, home, and on the go. Home Detox Guide by Jenna Johnson. Basics of Making Food by Less Toxic Lizzie. Private Life Foundations by The Sovereign's Way. The Foundations of Living Free in the Private. How to Thrive Independent of Control Systems. Learn the Emotional Foundations for Success. And this course is regularly priced at $75. That really encompasses a lot of what we're talking about. I'm super excited to see that one. We got Sourdough for Beginners by Sarah Grunwald. Sorry, I don't know how to say your name. Beginner step-by-step guide to sourdough. Learn about the starter cycle and maintenance, shaping, scoring, and stretch and fold tutorials. That is amazing. I need to check that out. I need her tips because I don't be knowing what I be doing. Rooted at Home by My Holistic Roots. How to start a garden and homeschool kids. Natural medicine for physical and mental health. Learn food, water, and heat preparedness. We really need that. We have Herbs on an Urban Homestead by The Little Green Shoot. See, this is what I'm talking about. You can have an urban homestead. If you, like I said, if you got a backyard, baby, you can grow some fucking herbs. You can grow some lettuce, some tomatoes, some, you can grow some shit. And to be honest, the day that you eat fruits or vegetables that you grew yourself, you will feel a sense of satisfaction that you have never felt. And I can attest to that. And they taste so much better. The fruits and the vegetables at the grocery store are typically harvested way before they're ripe, so they do not have their full profile of nutrients, and you're not getting the most out of it as you could. Like, if you ever ate a tomato fresh off the vine when it was perfectly ripe and compared it to a tomato from the store, it's like night and day. So, Herbs on an Urban Homestead by The Little Green Shoot. This course can help you learn how to easily grow your own herbs, when and why to grow herbs, and how to use them, and it gives you a guide to harvest, store, and cook with herbs. Listen, y'all, this bundle is such an amazing deal, and I really hope that you all will go and check it out and that it can support you on your journey to sovereignty, because like I said earlier in the episode, I think it's one of the most important things that all of us can learn about. Like, all of these principles, learning how to grow your own food, learning how to can and preserve food, learning how to raise chickens, learning how to make herbal remedies, like an herbal first aid kit. The empowerment that you will feel from knowing that you can provide for yourself and your family in all of these different ways is so beautiful and important. Like, you don't need to give your children NyQuil when they get sick. There's an herbal remedy for that. And it's gonna be way better than all that bullshit. Have you really heard what the fuck is in NyQuil? Okay, this is where we need to wake up, y'all. And that's why I'm so passionate about all of these things that I've been talking about in this episode. And I would love to hear about your journey as well. Feel free to send me a message on Instagram at any time. My Instagram is at Serena Rose. I would love to hear if you are also on a journey of becoming more sovereign and learning how to be self-sufficient and learning how to make your own tortillas and learning how to make your pancakes from scratch, because it's really not that hard and they're way better, okay? They're way better than that Bisquick bullshit. There is no better time than now to bring back the remembrance of these very important survival skills, necessary survival skills that I believe everyone should know about. Because when we are able to take our lives into our own hands, it gives us such a sense of confidence and security and safety in knowing that I don't gotta depend on the grocery store to give me my tomatoes, because I got even better tomatoes in my backyard garden. And I believe that's one of the most beautiful things in this world. I believe that it is time for us to come back to the ways of our ancestors and come back to our true nature and our connection with the earth. And especially when it comes to food, I think, you know, making things from scratch and knowing every single ingredient that goes in your food is invaluable. But I feel like I'm gonna start rambling and I'm gonna start repeating myself too much if I continue. And I think that I have said everything that needs to be said. Please go check out the Homestead Bundle. It is available only for a limited time. It is a 99% discount. And you don't want to miss out, because this specific bundle, these specific courses and ebooks will never be available in this collection again. Like I said, there's courses in there that are worth over $100 on their own. And this entire bundle is available for only $50. So click the link in the show notes if you want to learn more, if you want to purchase the bundle. Like I said, I will get a small commission for every purchase. So if you do choose to purchase with my link, it really means so much to me, because you're supporting my homestead dream and you're supporting the growth of this podcast and my own financial sovereignty, which feels so, oh so good. So thank you. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I really hope you got some good gems. I really hope it made you think about how you can take those little steps in your day-to-day life to become more self-sufficient. And I know that the Homestead Bundle can really help you do that as well. Thank you so much for listening today. I will catch you guys on the next one. Mwah! Love you. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you're listening on a podcasting platform, it would really help me out if you could leave me a nice review, letting me know how you like the podcast so far. Thank you so much and stay blessed.